From KUT News and the Texas Tribune, this is Agenda Texas. I'm Ben Philpott. Over 6,000 bills were filed in the 2013 legislative session, and historically speaking, only about 20% of them will be signed into law. For many of those that don't pass, the bills won't even receive the dignified end of being voted down by lawmakers. Some will instead get trapped forever in the labyrinth of procedures and deadlines that mark the last month of the session. To help explain that long and winding road, I talked with the Texas Tribune's Ross Ramsey.
You know, the legislative session is set up like a funnel, and everything, you know, at the beginning you can consider everything, and they file all their bills. They file 6,000 or 7,000 bills and say, we want to do this and that and the other thing. And over time, that narrows down to the things that they really have to do and the things that they really want to do. And here we are going into the last month of the session, and there's this calendar page that floats around in the legislature. You'll see it around. It's legal size paper. It's black on white. And some of the dates on this have red squares on them. And those are deadline days. And those are the days that a bill can't go past this obstacle anymore or go past this obstacle anymore.
So what's the first deadline coming up? What's the first hurdle that if you haven't crossed it, you're toast?
On the 6th of May, that's the last day House committees can report House bills and House joint resolutions out.
And that means the last day that they could have voted for it and sent it towards the House floor.
Right. So the way the House works is you file something, you send it to committee, the committee passes it out, it goes to a calendars committee, which puts it on the agenda for the full House, and then the full House votes. You can die at any one of those points.
So, you know, you just brought up a deadline for when something has to get out of a committee. When we're saying that, are we really just talking about the House?
The way the Senate works its rules, they can suspend the laws of gravity if they want to. The Senate's much more likely to suspend their own rules in order to get something done.
If you're getting down to these deadlines and your bill has not seen a hearing in a committee or for whatever reason isn't going to get a final vote out of committee, what are you doing as a lawmaker to try to, breathe new life into this bill?
You know, you become the Leonardo DiCaprio character in Titanic. You're trying to find an opportunity to stow away. You're looking for a place where you can jump into somebody else's bill, where your piece of legislation will attach to some other similar piece of legislation as an amendment, and maybe you can ride that home.
So now that we have just about 2 weeks until that first deadline hits, how is that going to affect the action in the House and Senate?
If you go back into the extension of the Capitol or over into the Reagan building, you'll see the committee rooms are full, stuffed, people running around trying to get things done. And that's because the first set of deadlines are committee deadlines. And so those committees are busy, busy, busy. And then the action will slowly move over the next month from those committees to the floor.
Considering the idea that the Senate can suspend its rules and things can get tacked on as amendments in bills in the House, what's the drop dead date for legislation?
You know, if it really, really has to pass, if it's the budget, you know, they will suspend all kinds of rules. They will do all kinds of extraordinary things to pass it. If it's a regular bill, if it's a bill that's, you know, important to somebody but not necessarily important to somebody else, you know, those things start dying 2 weeks out, really, really pretty solid deaths. It's hard to revive those things.
That's Texas Tribune Managing Editor Ross Ramsey. The deadlines are just the first of many procedural pitfalls that end a legislative session. Got a question about how the 140 days wrap up? Send it to us at agendatexas@kut.org. You can also follow us on Twitter @AgendaTexas. I'm Ben Philpott. More Agenda Texas tomorrow.